sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, according to a new study, energy drinks could lead to cocaine use and alcoholism. You think energy drinks are a joke, little Timmy? One sip and you'll be a cokehead alcoholic for the rest of your life. All right. Maybe a little bit of a stretch. I know it sounds ridiculous. Researchers actually did find that people who drank lots of energy drinks while they were younger were more likely to use cocaine and prescription stimulants by the age of 25. They were also at higher risk of abusing alcohol. Really? Like I said, I don't really know about it. I've never cracked open a Red Bull and then thought, huh, you know what would go great with this Red Bull? Some cocaine. I think there's maybe a little bit more to their research than just having energy drinks. Less than a week ago, Taco Bell rolled out a daring new burrito that features cayenne pepper flavored Pop Rocks. That's right. That is right. But apparently, they weren't done rolling stuff out of their test kitchens because they've also developed a breakfast taco with a fried egg for a shell. Yummy. The taco features a fried egg for a shell stuffed with hash browns, cheese, along with bacon or sausage. And as an added bonus, customers will also have the option of wrapping up the egg with a gordita shell. God, I love it. This is how every meeting at Taco Bell goes when they're talking about food. All right, man. I got the best idea ever, man. What about a taco made from a shell of an egg with bacon? They got to be high to think of this stuff, man. Just nothing but stoners and drunk people. Speaking of stone and drunk, last week, Tiger Woods pleaded guilty to reckless driving, and for good reason. He never stood a chance in court. ESPN obtained the toxicology report from the night of his arrest. Tiger was arrested on a cocktail of powerful painkillers, Vicodin and Yaladid, plus the sleeping pill aid Ambien. And to help calm his nerves, Tiger also had taken Xanax and THC, which obviously is the active ingredient in marijuana. The night of his arrest in late May, Tiger was basically a pharmacy on wheels. Police found him snoring inside his car that he parked in the bike lane, so apparently the Ambien worked. That's a lot of different drugs in your system. Obviously, he has a lot bigger problems that he needs to address. I hope he can. I'd love to see him come back eventually, you know. But right now, it's not looking too good. Anyway, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?